Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Welcome in, our friend, ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel. It's good to see you again, Gabe. I'm not in the morning much anymore, as I've shifted to the afternoon, so I'm seeing all my morning friends now.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, the people that are here in the, before anybody else is, when the office is empty.
Well, glad to see you and all of my friends. Now, you may have heard me in the segment before this, waxing poetic about what we should do about this Tarek Skubal situation. Mm-hmm. And by we, I mean general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Matt Arnold. The narrative's out there. We've been down this road before with the trade deadline coming up on August 3rd. Brewers just get a couple of names here and there just to say, hey, we did something, but they never go for the number one, numero uno. Is this the year that finally, given what could come next year or not come with a season, that this is the year they pull the trigger?
I mean, it kind of feels like they're going to get somebody big just because they seemingly are involved in all these different conversations. Jeff Passan had a piece at ESPN.com yesterday talking about, Passan's been a big proponent of Skubal to the Brewers. He thinks they should do it. Doesn't matter. Go get it. Because you don't know. This is a team that's even better than it was last year.
But he did also say that they, last year. But he did also say the Dodgers are
the favorites.
The favorite.
Yeah, they're the favorites. But maybe that means if you're the Brewers, you can overpay. And look, I have been a proponent of making a big move because yes, the Brewers have the best farm system in baseball. There's not enough room for all these guys in the minors. Let's say it's a perfect world and every last one of them pans out, which we know isn't going to be the case. There have been plenty of top prospects that haven't panned out.
That's fair.
So, but they seemingly have a plan. We already have Cooper Pratt at shortstop. Jesus Mate likely going to be third base. Everybody loves Andrew Fisher, so he's probably going to play first base. But then what do you do with Blake Burke, who's also got 28 home runs down in the minor leagues right now? What do you do with Jet Williams? What do you do with Luis Pena? Because at second base, while you're not going to be able to sign him to a long-term extension, it's not like Bryce Tarang's going anywhere anytime soon. So you have a plethora of prospects you could trade to help the team this year, whether that's Skubal, whether that's Mason Miller, who passed and said the Brewers are potentially in on, whether that's they surprise people and go get C.J. Abrams, a shortstop for the Washington Nationals, who seemingly is available right now as well, and try to make it work the way they did when they went out and got Mike Moustakas back in 2018.
Oof.
So I think just because they're so incredibly active right now, I think they realize right now with our farm system, some of these guys aren't going to have the value that we think that they will a year from now or during the offseason. So now might be the time to strike, especially because this is, to this point, the best regular season Brewers team they've ever had.
Now, I'll counter, though, and you did kind of put our prospects into sort of two categories, the guys who are expected to come up and be actively engaged in like playing on the field for the team, and then other guys who might be tougher to find a spot. But if you're Detroit or if you're San Diego or if you're Washington, don't you think that you hold the cards? Like, you want our guy. We're going to want one of those top prospects.
Yeah, and that's to me where Luis Pena comes in. Luis Pena is the second best Brewers prospect. I don't know where he plays right now. And he's only in single A, so he's still a couple of years away. But again, I come back to, well, you've locked up Cooper Pratt. So you know he's going to be here for a number of years because you signed him to a contract. Jesus Mate is the number one prospect in all of baseball. Third base seemingly is going to be his once he starts working out over there. So where do you put Pena? So that's where having that guy be your number two prospect, to me, that makes him a little bit more expendable because you already have a shortstop. You've already got a third baseman or multiple options at third base.
All right, quickly, mock trade. What's the best offer if you're the GM that you would get to get one of these top guys?
I mean, I think it starts with Pena and maybe you throw in another arm in there in order to get, I mean, again, it's going to be different. It seems like the Padres are being unreasonable for Mason Miller just because he's got years of control, but he's a bullpen arm. To me, anything starts with Pena, and I think it would be tough, even for the Dodgers, to match that without having to go over what they want to pay. If you start a package with Pena, that's better than anybody else is going to be able to offer.
August 3rd, 5 p.m., we will be watching and waiting. I feel it's going to come down to that 11th hour. Gabe Neitzel, thanks for hopping in.